You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to today's action in Wexford. We're back over the obstacles over in Ireland. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Pretty good, mate. Yeah, ready to go for another day.
Good man. Good stuff. We're going to look at the action at Wexford, Andy, but it's not Wexford as we know it. They've decided to go the other way around, and it's now a left-handed course.
Yeah, we've just having a little bit of a quick discussion off air. It's hard to get your head round. It's compared today. I presume they've done it so they can get a more fairer track in regarding horses jumping uphill rather than going downhill, because it can be a bit quick around certain parts of the track at Wexford. But the main issue I've got is where the winning line's going to be in configuration with the stands, because the stands normally where the last fence is rather the stand side rail, but they reckon they're going to get two fences in the home straight and two hurdles in the home straight. So that means they're almost going to be, if you like, where two out used to be before. So whether the paying spectators are going to actually see the finish in the winning line is up to question. But yeah, it'd be interesting to see how it pans out. The camera angles are going to be different. But more importantly, old track form at Wexford is now going to be turned on its head, because a lot of horses that have got really good form going right-handed and have a love affair for this track are going to be going in the opposite way around, where not necessarily they've got some solid form before. So it is all a little bit confusing.
Yeah, that would be my biggest concern, really. If you're backing a course specialist that's now going the complete opposite way, you begin to question, you know, whether it's worth backing a course specialist anymore.
Well, I'd only back one if they have got some form going left-handed. There's one in particular there. I'll just give you an example. Elway Rose, who's never been out the first three in four starts here at Wexford, but she's 0-6 going left-handed. So that is the real sort of issue horse, and that's just an example of the troubles that punters have got today looking at Wexford.
Yeah, could be tricky then, but let's get stuck into it. Hopefully we'll do all right. The 2:25 is the first race, and this is a maiden hurdle over 2 miles. Hunting Harry and the Nutcracker are 7-2 joint favourites this morning. All About Alfie is 4s, 8s for Sinner and Credo Star, and 9-1 for Bleeding Hearts, and 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. So not a course for them to worry about here, Andy, because they're all maidens.
Absolutely, yeah, and it's a pretty rancid looking race in all fairness. When I saw All About Alfie favourite on the tissues, I immediately thought, well, there's got to be a value bet in this race if that one's jolly, because that failed to beat a single horse home the last time we saw it down in Cork, so we'll certainly take that horse on. Interesting, there's money for Hunting Harry this morning, unraced horse from the Sandra Hughes stable. That's obviously a very intriguing recruit, but I'll probably go with the Nutcracker here. It makes me wince when I see that horse's name. But that was a good fifth on its hurdling debut, and Navin on the ground, and it probably wouldn't have wanted back in March. Finished fifth behind Wildebeest, keeping on quite well late on. From that race has begun to work out quite well as well. Size Entertainment has won a maiden hurdle subsequently for Jim Draper. And the third horse, Sir Not to Agree, has been running consistently well throughout the winter. Also, fell on its next start down the back straight when quite well fancied to go close. That was a bit of a crushing fall when in contention. But hopefully she'll shake herself down and provide punters with a decent run for their money today, around about the 7-2 mark. The Nutcracker is the vote in the first.
The Nutcracker in the first, and the 2:55 is the second race on the card. This one is another main hurdle. This one's over 2.25 miles, and Say Notre Gris is 15-8 joint favourite with Tialina. Poetic Lord is 9-2 with Credulous, and 10s or bigger for the others. So we can't split the top two in the betting, Andy. Can you, or do you fancy something else?
No, I pretty much go that way. I mean, Tialina at least has had a couple of good runs of late over hurdles and on the flat. She ran that good race at Zafian, took the other day at Leopardstown on the level. And her last run over hurdles wasn't a bad one either, third behind Golan Road. That race, of course, has seen Crystal Pearl subsequently win. So you can see why punters have gone with an odd dealer's charge. But I'll go with Sinatra Gray, basically on the notion that faster ground will suit this gelding by Verglas. On every single occasion so far in its hurdling career, it's had soft or heavy ground to run on in Ireland, and it just hasn't quite been getting home. But at the same time, it's been running creditably, running a decent maiden hurdle the other day at Fairy House and chasing home the very easy Tony Martin win at Voices of Spring. But did travel quite well in that race before not quite having the stamina of the winner at the latter stages. Similar comments applied to his run before at Navan. But if you go back to this horse's career, you'll notice that all his best form on the flat is on a fast surface. And he certainly hadn't normally got the stamina associated with a soft ground 2 mile winter hurdle horse. So I think the summer jumping period is going to be a chance for this horse to bear fruit. And this sharp track, like I say, and decent ground should hopefully provide Sinatra Grey with a decent opportunity.
On to the third race next, the 3.25. This one is a novice hurdle over 2.5 miles. A field of six here, and the market headed by Salita, who's 11-4 into 9-4 this morning. 7-2 for Akorakor. Shabra's Bertolini is 9-2. 5-1 for Capacuri Zach and Lucky Pat. And 7-1 for Tiger Trek, who's the outsider. There's several of these in decent form, Andy, but the market's found Salita, who was staying on over 2 miles, an inadequate 2 miles last time, and returns to 2.5 miles, which is her optimum trip. Do you think that'll lead to a... returning to winning ways here?
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. This is probably my idea, the best bet on the card. I'm really keen to get with most horses in that Fairy House race on the 5th of April. The winner, Sir Scorpion, landed a bit of a punt for the podcasters off the back of a fast time at Leopardstown the run before, and upheld that speed figure with another victory, albeit a workmanlike one. But the speed figure gain of that race at Fairy House was such that I think that we can follow this form pretty religiously in the next month or so, because they ran the last circuit much, much quicker than Bit of a Puzzle did, who took the mare's listed prize an hour later. And also the main hurdle on the card, which is won by Voices of Spring, was an amazing 8 seconds slower than Sir Scorpion's time. It really was a right burn-up. There was a horse that went off in front 100 mile an hour, and it dragged the field along into such a pace that they recorded that fast time. And Salita was one of the ones who was held up at the back door and did really well to finish third. She actually ran an incredible circuit time, considering where she was and where she finished. And she's also got some decent form at Wexford. I know it was the old Wexford, as it were, going right-handed, but she's got plenty of form going left-handed as well. Of course, early on in the season, she was a good second behind one of Michael Horrigan's at Navan. So it's not as if she can't run in an anti-clockwise direction. Luke Dempsey's been booked. I think she's very well handicapped. She's got some fantastic form at this time of year and good ground. And if she runs that speed figure at Fairy House, she'll win this easily. So, nap of the afternoon is Salita in the 3.25.
Okay, Salita in the 3.25. The 4 o'clock is the fourth race on the card. This one is a handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles, a field of 14 of them to go to post here. And Moon Underwater is the 7-2 favourite. Coney Choice is 5s into 9-2. It's 5-1 for Killcross Boy. Visible Light is 7s, 8s for All the Chimneys, 9-1 for Key Account, and 10s or bigger for the others. Nice open handicap here, Andy. So who would you side with in the 4 o'clock?
Yeah, it's all about the form on the last meeting here on the 10th of April. The race at Coney Choice beat Moon Under the Water has obviously come under scrutiny. But also Killcross Boy's effort when Beyond Shadow Play was on the same card. And it was that race that I got the best speed figure for. So I'm going to have to go with Killcross Boy again. I tipped him last time out. And although he did only finish third, it was still not a bad effort on the figures. And at my circuit times and overall times, it was a much better race than the one that was won by Coney Choice comparatively. I think dropping back to 2.5 miles will play into the horse's strengths. He didn't quite get the 3 miles the last day. Plus the fact he did go around the inside as well, which didn't help as most of the winners came around the outside on the fastest part of the track. There shouldn't be any of that problem today. Providing, obviously, he can go left-handed instead of right-handed around this course. I think he's got a decent each-way chance. And at 5-1, he's my choice in the 4 o'clock.
Only choice for Andy in the 4 o'clock. The 4.30 is the fifth race on the card. This one is a novice chase over 2 miles and 7 furlongs. Dush Rembrandt is the market leader at 11-8. 7-2 for Rocky Wednesday. 5 for Painted Lady. 6-1 for Shake the Bucket. And 7-1 or bigger prices for the other two. What do you make of the 4.30 then, Andy?
Yeah, well, this is a classic imponderable that punters face with Dush Rembrandt, because all his best form is going right-handed. He's run 14 times right-handed, 1-3, place 4. And he's only ever run left-handed once, for which he was well beaten. So I think he's the best horse in this race, and he comes in here in the sharpest of form. But like I say, it's that track configuration, which is slightly disconcerting. there's one horse that can win this race if he consents to put his best foot forward, and that's Rocky Wednesday. He's a real in-and-out performer if ever I saw one. I think Gordon Everett probably wouldn't even know which side of bed he was going to get out of. On his day, as I said, very useful, but he can turn it in as well. You've got Painted Lady, Shake the Bucket, both as well. So this is a nasty little race. I'll probably have to stick with Dushan Brandt and just hope that he does go left-handed, because his form and his tenacity off the bridle the other day when Ravish challenging was there for all to see. He's a front runner as well, so hopefully she'll get into a good rhythm out in front. So Dushan Brandt is the choice, but not a confident one as perhaps the market might indicate.
Dushan Brandt in the 4.30. The 5 o'clock is the penultimate race this afternoon. It's a handicap chase over 2.5 miles for five-year-olds and all that are rated 0-102. And the Absent Mare is the 7-4 favourite this morning. Eloway Rose is 2-1, 6-1 for Old Supporter. All the Way Home, 7s. Better Be Quick is 8s and 14s. Or bigger prices for the others. So an interesting race. And you've got the Absent Mare, who makes her first start for Gordon Elliott. And then you've got Eloway Rose, who arrives here already in decent enough form. Likes it at Wexford, although now going left-handed, I suppose that's the imponderable. And then 6-1 or bigger prices for the others. So quite a tricky race.
Yeah, the Absent Mare hasn't been on the track since last July. She's kind of taken on trust that Gordon Elliott's got her in a good place after that enforced layoff. So with that in mind, I'm probably going to have to stick with Elway Rose. As I touched upon at the start of the podcast, the big question mark is the left-handed circumference now. We know she loves Wexford, and that's not in question. She won here last time out, and it was a victory that she certainly deserved, albeit it was a lucky one, because I thought the Concord Club should have won, but that stuttered into the last and gave Elway Rose the opportunity she pounced upon. But it was certainly a belated victory. That was a 29th effort that Elway Rose has had before getting ahead in front. So not exactly she's prolific, but hopefully her confidence will be boosted. It's just the fact she does love it here at Wexford that is the telltale vote for me. Like I say, a form left-handed is pretty non-existent, but hopefully it's Wexford which is the catalyst to her performances. And I'll probably just about favour her because of the absence of the Absent Mare.
Okay, in the final race this afternoon is the 5.30. We finish here with a Mare's Bumper over 2.25 miles. Miss Dynamic is 9-4 at the top of the market. 9-2 for 3 Hail Marys. Tigroni is 9-2. 11-2 for How You're Doing. That's a reserve, though. 7-1 for Little Mitch. And 8-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who would you side with in the lucky last?
Yeah, interesting little bumper this. Can give quite a few a chance. They've all got sort of half interesting profiles, but I'd probably have to go with Miss Dynamic again. I tipped her the other day and I suggested that she might beat the Willie Mullins horse, and she did, but unfortunately it wasn't good enough because she still managed to finish third despite chinning the Mullins runner. But that said, the two horses that beat, I think, were half decent, the Brockin and Henry's Girl. And she certainly's run up to the same level as she's been running before. The fact that she's already got plenty of form and fast ground form is the reason why I'm going to side with her again. She's going to be probably a solid favourite in a race, like I say, where there are many imponderables. So without overcomplicating the race, I'm going to go with Miss Dynamic again, give her another chance.
Give Miss Dynamic another chance then in the lucky last. Let's have a quick summary then, Andy, before you go, if you don't mind.
Yeah, will do. Run through the card, top to finish, beginning with the Nutcracker in the first. 2.55, I'll go with the Sinatra Green and hope that the fast ground is the condition he's been waiting for all season. Nap of the day is Salita in the 3.25. That's the figure that she ran in last time at a Fairy House. It was a very good one. In the 4 o'clock, I'll go with course and distance form for Kilcross Boy. 4.30, Josh Rembrandt, despite racing left-handed, hopefully he can follow his victory at Tramore last time out. I'll go with Hawaii Rose, the track specialist, in the 5 o'clock. But a slight proviso, of course, is the new track configuration at Wexford. Hopefully it'll be okay for her. And Miss Dynamic was a good third last time out in a similar race. Hopefully she can go two places better in the final race.
Superb. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck and enjoy Wexford this afternoon.
Will do, pal. Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.